William Karlsson, you're going to have him have to score 43 again this year?
Well, that's what it's all about, getting better every year, and he's going to get 44 next year.
Okay, there we go. So pretty soon, so by the end of his career, he'll be a 50-goal scorer, right?
No doubt, no doubt.
One of the big free agent acquisitions was Paul Stastny. What excites you about him, having him on the roster this year?
He's a real good hockey player. He's got a lot of experience, and he's a good, solid two-way player. You know, he can play in all situations for you. He's like the players we just talked about. He can play defensive zone. He can play penalty kill. He's going to play in your power play. So you can put him on the ice in any situation, and he's going to do a good job for you.
How much does that versatility help when you're coaching this team, that if you're going to have that top line of Karlsson, Marchand, and Smith, they're able to play the entire length of the ice, and they can play on the penalty kill or whatever, and then now you're going to have Paul Stastny? Like, how much does that help you to have so many guys that you can do so much with?
Well, that's what you want from your players. I mean, I ask my players to be 200-foot players. I don't want that somebody coming in here and say, well, I score goals. That's all I'm going to do for you. You need people playing the game the right way, and that's why, as I said, those guys had a lot of success last season because they played the game the right way, and that's what I expect from our players. Everybody shows up and plays the game, on, you know, 200-foot game, 110% every night, and that's what we ask from our group.
With one of the acquisitions at the trade deadline was Tomas Tatar. Didn't have the sparkling start to his Golden Knight tenure, but I'm curious for you as the coach, what are your expectations of Tomas Tatar going into what will be his first full year in Vegas?
Yeah, it wasn't fair to Thomas, really. I mean, when we got him in the trade deadline, we were trying to add depth to our hockey club, and, you know, our team was playing so well at the time, it was tough for him to get in the lineup. I mean, here he is, a 20-goal scorer. He could play with any team in the NHL. But the way our lines were going and the way our team was playing at that time, it made it really tough to put him in a situation where he could succeed. So it was a tough start for him, but he's going to be a good hockey player. He's a 20-goal scorer. He can work. He plays a game. You know, he plays a good, solid hockey game for us. And I'm sure this year he's going to come to training camp, be really excited and real happy with his line mates and go to work from there. So I expect Thomas is going to have an excellent start, an excellent season with us this year.
I know around the trade deadline till the end of the regular season, you guys had a bunch of injuries, and I can't remember the exact numbers, but Tomas Tatar had bounced between line mates to the point where he hadn't really played with two guys for a significant period of time. How much will just, you know, simply consistency with who he's on the ice with help him?
Well, I think that's huge. I mean, like I said, Thomas came out and Riley Smith missed 11 games. He played some right wing there. He played some left wing when James Neal was hurt, so he was back and forth with the top three lines and played left wing, right wing. He played everywhere except center and defense, so he's a guy that's, you know, can move all over the place, but he really never had any line mates where he could get comfortable with, and that makes a big difference. Like we talked about the Karlsson line, when they got together, they stayed together, and as a coach and as a teammate, you want to stay in the same line as much as you can. You don't want to be moved around all over the place, but sometimes that happens with injuries and suspensions and stuff like that happens. So it's part of our game, but you'd like to keep it as easy as possible for the players.
Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Golden Knights, with us on Technically Correct here on ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. If we kind of look big picture, this time last year there wasn't externally a lot of expectations for the Golden Knights to do much as far as wins and making the playoffs. Anything feel different right now because you guys are going to be projected to be top of the West, top of the Pacific, and in the playoffs this year?
Well, I mean, we can say what we want, but it's when you get on the ice in October, that's when it counts. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what was said last year. I mean, like I said, my expectations coming in last year was make sure our team gets better every day, make sure we compete every night at 7 o'clock when the games start, and, you know, let's have a lot of fun during the season. And it took off. We got off to a great start, and it just took, you know, roller coaster from there. It just kept going up and up and up, and the guys are playing good hockey. So this year we're going to go into training camp, do the same stuff, take it one game at a time and see where it goes. So, like I said, for me, I'm not saying, well, we have to finish first place and we have to win our division again. We have to get ready and try and make the playoffs again. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a battle, but that's our job, and we'll do the best we can.
You've got the reputation of being a player's coach, letting the players figure things out for themselves. How much, as far as those expectations go, it happened, you know, at some point last year, but it's ultimately on the players that they know, like, hey, they're a good hockey team. This is what they're going to be expected to do, and you don't actually have to do much to manage that at all.
Yeah, no, like I said, coming into training camp, we just had an outstanding season. I mean, we're in three games and winning the Stanley Cup, so our guys are going to come in. They're going to be confident. They're going to be ready to go and ready to play. And it's not all brand new this year. Everything's they went through the last season with the brand new arena, the brand new practice facility. Now this year you're just coming back and you're getting ready to start the season. And you know your teammates, you know all the people around you. So hopefully that'll help us a lot in going into training camp and getting ready for the season. And you know, guys will be settled in their houses or their apartments, and they'll just come here and concentrate and play hockey and get ready for the season.
What do you think of when you see Bill Foley, your owner, saying that he's ready for this Golden Knights team to be a dynasty?
I think it's great. I think that's what we should expect from our players and from our team and from our organization, and that's what you want. You want to be part of a winning team, and, you know, like I said, we haven't won nothing yet. We had an outstanding season in our first season ever, and we just want to keep building on that and do the best we can.
How much do you think, we see it across pretty much all sports, the idea of a chip on a shoulder and athletes are looking for basically that type of motivation of somebody doesn't believe in me, and that was a big theme last year, whether it was the Golden Misfits or just the idea that it was an expansion team. If you don't have that this year, like how big of an impact do you think that makes in athletes that you've seen while coaching, that you need some sort of chip on the shoulder motivation to play at your best?
No, I just think you've got to motivate yourself to play your best every year, and we talked about it last year. I mean, the simple thing we said last year in one of our meetings was, you know what, if we're going to have a chance to be a good team, we're going to have, everybody's going to have their best years. Everybody's going to show up every night and play well and work hard, and that's exactly what happened last year. Everybody came out and had great seasons. Everybody was a big part of our team. It wasn't just one line. It was four lines. It was six defensemen. It was, well, for five goalies, and you know everybody was a big part of our group. So we used everybody. Everybody was had good seasons. There wasn't one player where at the end of the season we looked at and said, this guy had a bad season. We don't like him. Every player did his job last year, and that's what we're going to need to get this year. Everybody's going to have a big part of us winning every game, and that's what it takes to win. You need everybody.
Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Golden Knights, with us this offseason. Not a ton of turnover. You lose a couple of forwards and you make a change on defense with Lucas Bees out, Nick Holden in. But overall, the roster seems relatively the same as last year. How does that compare as far as like just your general workload of last year? You had to figure out who all these guys were and who they were going to play with. But this year, you've got a pretty solid base is knowing who they played with last year and what they were able to do.
Yeah, no, it makes it a lot easier for sure coming in. But again, just because it's easier doesn't mean it's going to be any easier when you start the games. I mean, a big part of coaching is making sure you're ready to, you know, to adjust to other teams and make sure our team is ready to play. And we get a few new players. We're missing a couple of real good players. James Neal and Perron, obviously, on the forward line was a big part of our group last year. But things move on, and then, you know, we get Stastny in there, and Tatar's going to get a better chance now. So, you know, you hope for the thing to work out. Hopefully we'll get off to a good start and those over from last season, because for me it's just about getting your confidence and playing really well and, you know, taking it from there. So we got a good group of guys, a good group of players, and, you know, we'll do the best we can. Like I said, we'll work hard, we'll compete hard, and hopefully that'll turn into a lot of wins for us.
You had a couple of younger guys, Shea Theodore, Alex Tuck, last year, and they'll be going into their second full NHL year this year, if we ignore that they started in the AHL for the first few games last year. But I'm curious, when you've been coaching, and even when you played too, what do you notice between guys after their rookie season and their second full season? Like, what do you see that changes the most in players?
I think they get more confidence. They know the league a lot better. And, you know, Alex Tuck, I thought the second half of the season he played really well. He looked like he belonged in the NHL. He was a power forward who skated really well and did a lot of good things. And the same thing goes for Shea Theodore on the blue line. I mean, those kids got a lot more confidence the second half of the season, and it wasn't just from scoring goals and scoring points. It was just about playing a complete game and an all-around NHL game, and I think they're just going to get better players. They're both young players, but they're both real important players to our hockey team.
Is there any extra excitement from you coaching young guys that have as much potential as those two do?
Yeah, no, you want to see it every night, and that's the biggest thing. Like, you know, a few times last year I said to Alex Tuck, I said, Alex, you know what? You can be better. I want you to be better every night. You should be getting two or three scoring, four scoring chances every game. You're a big, strong kid who can skate and shoot the puck. Make sure you're getting the best of yourself every night. And the same goes with Shea Theodore on the blue line. I mean, make sure you're playing well every night. Don't just be a star one night, then don't show up for two games. You've got to be consistent. You've got to play hard. And that's the biggest thing with the young kids. You know, play your game on the road. Play your game at home. It doesn't matter where you're playing it. Just play the game the right way.
He is Gerard Gallant, the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. Gerard, we appreciate you coming on, and I guess stay out of the heat. We got to stay out of the heat down here too. You didn't really escape it, so have fun in enjoying the sun up there as well. Gerard Gallant, head coach of the Golden Knights. Thank you very much, Gerard.
Hey, guys, no problem. Thank you.